What is your favorite thing to do? Now, if someone asked me that question, and it has to do with food, then I'd reply that my first choice is a hot fudge sundae. Or if it's later in the evening, then I'd have to say that I really enjoy reading. But if it's recreational time, I'd have to say that the beach looks best. So, probably like you, I have lots of favorite things. And the exact choice depends on the time, place, and particular situation. It occurred to me, however, that the one answer I have never given to that sort of question is that my favorite thing to do is to live as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Have any of you ever given that answer? So I'm not alone. But why do you think that is? Here we all are, self-proclaimed Christians, in a relationship with God that is to bring us joy, and which is to shape and form every aspect of our lives. Yet on our list of favorite things, it's quite possible that being a disciple doesn't rate at all. In all fairness, though, it could be that such an answer just never even occurred to us. After all, most of us were probably born into Christian families and baptized fairly early in life, which means that being a Christian has just always been part of who we are. So we take it for granted. And because the fact of our Christian faith is so interwoven into our lives that it's just there. However, if we've been listening closely to Luke's gospel over the past several weeks, Jesus has made it very clear that following him is a choice, and it's a choice with distinct consequences. So even though, by choice or by happenstance, we are all Christians, the bigger question may be, have we chosen to be a disciple? According to Jesus, the life of discipleship is not to be taken lightly. And in today's gospel, that reality is expressed in very clear terms. And as we hear this particular reading in our own day and time, what's surprising is that Jesus had anyone follow him at all. Because who wants to be told that if you want to be a disciple, then you must hate your family and even your own life, that you need to carry a cross, and you have to give up all your possessions? Really, it's hard to imagine any sort of enthusiasm being worked up over that sort of announcement, because it just sounds really harsh. And it is harsh, but not quite in the same way that we understand it. For instance, in the Semitic language, to hate is an expression meaning to turn away from or to detach oneself from, which gives the command a slightly different meaning than we might assume. Hate, in this sense, doesn't mean not love, but instead implies that in the complex web of loyalties and obligations that we all live in, the claim of Christ is to take precedence over everything else. So Jesus was warning any would-be followers that their choice to follow him had to be a firm commitment, because it wasn't always going to be easy to follow through. If necessary, a disciple had to be ready to turn away not only from family, but also possibly from life itself, all of which is a rather frightening proposition. But that was how important and how radical following Jesus had to be. For it wasn't to be a part-time or half-hearted commitment, but instead was to be an all-consuming obligation. Then there's the demand to carry a cross. In our present day, we have distorted the meaning of that phrase, assuming it implies to our suffering through some illness or difficult situation. But instead, it refers to what we do voluntarily as a result of our commitment to Jesus. To carry a cross is a choice we are to make as a disciple, and we pick it up willingly in order to follow behind our Savior. Jesus used this phrase because he wanted his followers once again to know that discipleship was not easy and that the need for sacrifice was very real, as relationships, worldly goods, and even life itself might have to be forfeited. So the choice to be a disciple was never to be for the faint of heart, because the risks and the demands could be very difficult. So it's no wonder then that being a disciple might not show up on our list of favorite things, since detachment, obligation, and sacrifice are rarely our top lifestyle choices. So while being a Christian may feel very comfortable and good, being a disciple demands a whole lot more. Not just loving our neighbor, but also seeking Christ in all people and serving them without reservation. And not just feeding and clothing people, but giving up something of our own so that others may have something. Being a disciple will put demands on our time, our emotions, our resources, and our faith. And if entered into wholeheartedly, it will affect every aspect of our lives. However, even as we do come to comprehend the true cost of discipleship, we may also come to understand that following Jesus is actually priceless. Yes, it does take an enormous commitment. It can be difficult, uncomfortable, and challenging. And yes, it may even involve sacrifice. But as we heard in that first reading from Deuteronomy, God has set before us life and death, blessing and curses. And we are to choose life, loving the Lord our God and obeying his commands. And since it is only in Jesus that we find true life, then it is only in discipleship that we will discover the value of life and the essence of love. For it is in following Jesus that we are led to the very heart of God and the very meaning of our existence. Which shows then that the choice we make about discipleship is of the utmost importance. So choose life. Choose Jesus. Be a brave and willing disciple, open to the challenges and changes that that brings. And even though discipleship may never be our favorite thing, it will always be our most important thing. For it is our life as a disciple that will, in the end, give definition and meaning and depth. Everything else that we do. Amen.